The large tour bus seems to tip ever so slightly as we take the sharp curve. I notice I'm not the only one with the tight grip on the back of the seat in front of me. The driver pulls off the road at a scenic spot, a roadside park, so that we can see up close and personal the amazingly different species of foliage and spectacular views. We will have a few minutes of picture-taking before resuming our day trip to see the Milford Sound in New Zealand. We're a varied group ourselves, 45 tourists from all over the world. It's at that stop that I first noticed the Chinese family. The mother and two teenage girls giggle and whisper to each other. They turn their heads towards us, then quickly back again. The mother laughs shyly, looks in our direction, and tries not to stare. I smile back. My husband is oblivious. We stroll down one of the paths, and their stares, shy laughter, and whispers continue from a safe but noticeable distance. "I think they're following us," I say to my husband. "You're imagining things," he says. Suddenly, a friendly, blonde American woman comes alongside us. She introduces herself as the Chinese family's interpreter. "They would like a picture with you," she says, nodding back towards the family. "Of course," I say, smiling. "Not you," she points at my husband. "They think you're someone famous, a celebrity." "Him?" I say, trying not to sound too dismissed. "You're kidding," he says. "They're insistent," the interpreter replies. "They think they recognize you. They want to know who you are." The mother stands a short distance away, nodding and grinning from ear to ear. "I'm nobody," he says. "Really?" I lean over and whisper, "Run with it." They pose on a picturesque bridge, he just shy of 6 feet, his arm around the shoulder of the petite woman, the top of her head level with his waist. She's beaming, her eyes squinted almost shut from the huge smile that reaches from one end of her round face to the other. Her husband's camera clicks away. We never did find out who the Chinese woman thought he was. It didn't matter, though. My husband seemed to stand a little taller for the rest of the day. That was many years ago. These days, when my husband is feeling diminished in our household and that no one listens to him anymore, like when his tools don't get put back in exactly the right spot no matter how many times he tells us to, I remind him that really he is an important, famous person in China. Somewhere on the other side of the world, I tell him, in the home of a Chinese family, displayed in a place of prominence, is a photograph of him and the Chinese woman grinning ear to ear. She points to it on a regular basis. "Very important, famous person," she tells her friends. "Now please," I ask him, "take out the trash